Yeah, well, as mayor, I suppose we have to acknowledge Mona, Dean, Lauren and Chris as four young outstanding athletes representing Sligo and Ireland in the Olympics with distinction, and they are truly an inspiration to us all. But in particular, I think Mona's success, it's not today or tomorrow. This is something Mona has a long history of achievement, culminating an Olympic medal, the first Olympic medal in 30 years. So we are all in Sligo so proud of Mona and her achievements and her mum and dad, Viola and Aidan, and her family and her training team for such an outstanding result. It is truly amazing and it has given Sligo and Ireland such a big lift.
And something like this can both look forward and look back. It looks back in terms of all the people that contribute to Mona's success, which is a rich line of people there. And it's also looking forward because this could inspire many people from our region to continue to strive for excellence like she did.
Yeah, well, that's actually a very, very good point, not only here in Sligo, but indeed anywhere within Ireland. But I suppose anybody that has known Mona and her family, this was something that she's been working for a long, long time. And she put in such long and hard hours of training. So, you know, it's great for Sligo, it's great for Grange, it's great for Ireland, and it's great for her family and for everybody within Sligo. We can all, as I said, it's given us all such a massive lift here in Sligo, but also for Ireland.
And I'm sure you haven't really had a chance to think about it yet, or anyone has really, because it's all happened so quickly. But there's already a few talks about potentially, wouldn't it be great to have a potential homecoming for Mona when she comes back from the Olympics? And would that be something you'd be open to the idea of?
Well, I have no doubt. Cathaoirleach Councillor Declan Brie, I'm sure, along with all the other councillors and Sligo County Council, I have no doubt, we'll be doing something to mark the occasion.